This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the transformative role played by women in the journey towards a developed India, underlining the government's focus on women-led development over the past 11 years. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi reaffirmed that in all sectors, including science, education, sports, startups and the armed forces, women are excelling and inspiring several people. In a social media post, the Prime Minister noted that the NDA government has redefined women-led development through a series of impactful initiatives. These include ensuring dignity through the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, financial inclusion via Jan Dhan accounts, and empowerment at the grassroots level. In Tamil Nadu, Union Minister for Home Affairs and senior BJP leader Amit Shah today criticised the DMK government for indulging in anti-people policies. Addressing a party meeting in Madurai, he accused the DMK for TASMAC corruption amounting to 39,775 crore rupees. He said that the law and order in the DMK government has been in disorder. Mr. Shah said that in the past 11 years, the Modi government has given 6,80,000 crore rupees to Tamil Nadu. Mr. Shah said the state assembly elections in Tamil Nadu next year is very important for the party. He said that in 2026 state assembly elections, the NDA alliance partners will have a victory.
2026 में इस तमिलनाडु में फिर से एक बार एनडीए की सरकार बनने जा रही है भारतीय जनता पार्टी एआईडीएमके की सरकार बनने जा रही है मैं तमिलनाडु की जनता का इसलिए भी आभार करना चाहता हूं कि ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के बाद हमारी वीर सेना और हमारे नेता नरेंद्र मोदी जी के समर्थन में जो तिरंगा यात्रा है तमिलनाडु में निकली है वो देश के किसी भी हिस्से से कम नहीं है
Union Minister of State for Information Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has asserted that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the nation has seen the infrastructure projects improve at a faster pace, including the Pamban Bridge in Tamil Nadu and the Chenab Rail Bridge at Jammu Kashmir. Addressing the BJP workers at Madurai, he said that Tamil Nadu has been benefited with more infrastructure projects, including new airports, highways and new train services like Vande Bharat. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi today visited forward posts in the Garhwal region to review the operational and administrative readiness of forces deployed in forward areas of Garhwal, Uttarakhand. During his visit, the Chief of the Army Staff interacted with troops guarding the frontiers and commended them for their unwavering dedication, resilience and professionalism. He emphasized the importance of maintaining high standards of operational preparedness and constant vigilance. General Dwivedi also inaugurated IBEX Tarana 88.4 FM, the first of its kind community radio station based in Jyotirmath. Russia has announced today that its forces have advanced to the edge of the east-central Ukrainian region of Dnipropetrovsk, marking a significant escalation in the ongoing conflict. This military move comes amid a public dispute between Moscow and Kiev over peace negotiations and the return of thousands of fallen soldiers' bodies. According to pro-Ukrainian open-source maps, Russian forces have captured additional territory, seizing over 190 square kilometers in Ukraine's Sumy region in less than a month. Meanwhile, Kiev has ramped up its military actions, including high-profile drone and sabotage attacks targeting Russia's nuclear-capable bomber fleet, according to Moscow, its railway infrastructure. Italians head to the polls for a referendum that could significantly change the country's citizenship and labour laws. Voting began today and will conclude tomorrow, with the government of Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni strongly opposing both proposed reforms and urging citizens to abstain. In the French Open Tennis 2025, second seed Italian pair Sara Errani and Jasmine Paolini have won the women's doubles crown. And that is the end of this news bulletin.